With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Data provider DDHQ, or Decision Desk Headquarters, projects that Republicans will retain the U.S. House majority.
Decision Desk Headquarters projected on Monday that President-elect Donald Trump's Republican Party has won a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, which would signal that Republicans would hold a majority in both chambers of Congress. Edison Research has not yet projected House control. It has projected that Republicans will hold at least 214 seats, including two currently held by Democrats, with Democrats holding at least 205, with 16 uncalled. The smallest House majority is 218. Edison projected that Republicans had already secured a U.S. Senate majority of at least 52 to 46. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump expected to name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Rubio was elected to the Senate in 2010, recently said Russia's war against Ukraine is a stalemate, needs to be brought to a conclusion. Rubio ran against Trump in the 2016 presidential primaries. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump makes his pick for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.
Calling her a smart America first fighter, President-elect Trump has picked a New York congresswoman to serve as his ambassador to the United Nations. It's Elise Stefanik, who spoke at the GOP convention this summer in Milwaukee.
It is clear for the whole world to see nothing, absolutely nothing, will stop President Trump from standing and fighting for our great country.
Stefanik, who's 40, has long been one of Trump's most loyal allies in the House and was among those discussed as a potential vice presidential choice. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former president also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Longtime advisor Stephen Miller will become deputy chief of policy. Tom Homan will serve as border czar. This is SRN News. The Girl Scouts lose a sponsor.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Cincinnati has supported the Scouts for 110 years, but Archbishop Dennis Schnur is ending the relationship. At issue is the Girl Scouts' embrace of the LGBT agenda, allowing boys who are living as girls to join the organization. Schnur says this is a violation of Catholic teaching and the church cannot be a party to it. In fact, both the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have been losing sponsors and members since adopting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, the Satanic Temple in the United States made headlines when it was designated a church. Now, a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of the population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, like that of a demon or fallen angel. This is SRN News. Well, it's Veterans Day, a time to pause and remember those who served our nation. Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells Salem Radio Network, Veterans Day has been marked for over 100 years.
It dates back to the end of World War I, when President Wilson declared a special day of tribute to military veterans. And, of course, it didn't become law until President Eisenhower signed it in 1954.
He says it's an appropriate time to thank a veteran for their service to this country. SpaceX is celebrating a record-tying launch of its Falcon 9 boosters. Monday's launch that carried a Korean communications satellite into space was the 23rd for the first stage booster. It ties the mark set by two other Falcon 9 boosters that are both out of service. The reusable booster landed about 7 miles away at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Busy day for SpaceX. More details at SRNNews.com.